But what's that?
Just count to 20. I want to work on the mic, see how it's going to work.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Now, Mr. What's your full name?
My full name is John.
Okay. John. Okay, can you tell me a little about where you were born, that sort of thing, how you were raised in your family?
I was born at Trickle Mill right here. It's in 70th Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, is that closer to town in here?
Yeah, Quitman County. Right near the edge of Quitman County and Randolph, Clay.
Okay.
Fort Gaines was close to town, Georgetown was close. I was raised up with Dr. Gaines' boys, they come out and play with us. Hobie boys played with us.
Yeah. Now, your daddy was a, what did he do for that?
He farmed sawmill, yeah. Cut shingles, sawmill, and
okay. Was he born here?
He was born in Quitman County. I mean, in Quitman.
Yeah.
And, that's, an old piercing place out there, Cotton Hill.
Right. Well, Cotton Hill's is that in Quitman County?
Yeah, it's in Quitman County. Yeah. Next Mars Station. And, let's see. A little piercing place out there.
Yeah.
I think Buster Ray got part of it. That's John Will. He knows more about man than that one around Fort Gaines, but he's been passed away though now.
Sounds like an old German man.
Let's see who that.
Well,
Miss Morell Cuddle, Walter Cuddle's wife, name.
Really?
Mm.
What year were you born now?
Born 1912.
Your daddy, you said sawmill?
Yeah.
He was born in Quitman County. All right.
Sawmill, gristmill, and farm.
Can you tell me about the first house you were born in, J.C.?
Oh, the first house I was born in was right that next to the power plant down at Cuddle Mill on Toll Creek.
Uh-huh.
That's all I remember.
What was it like? Do you remember?
It was an old tree built house. Big oak tree in the yard. And had a prisoner camp right across the from us over there.
Yeah. Did your dad work for the
He sold lumber there for Walter Cuddle for a while, running grist mill, and he ran a blacksmith shop there too. For Walter Cuddle, and Mr. Red, and he come in with the hippin'.
Uh-huh. What was lumbering like in the days when you were coming up?
Well, it wasn't nothing much. About, I think you get 1,000 feet then, so. Well, it cost you $350 you get for 25
in.
Yeah. Oh, and I remember Paul paying 40 cents a sack for 25 pounds a sack of flour. I remember buying that. Paying 40 cents a pick for meal. 5 cents a pound for meat, best kind of meat.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was 1933 and 32, I think.
Now, those were tough times, weren't they?
Sure was. Folks, I see folks have a new automobile. They said, folks live right close to that. Boy, had a new automobile. The time got so hard, we couldn't get no money to get gas. We took the front end out, money, made